我在回想过去的年日当中，
As I recall, the past years and days,
我发现到可能我已经十几年没有来这里了。
It must be almost 10 plus years that I haven't visited you.
虽然我们在夏令会有的几个见面过，
although many of us meet during the family summer retreat,
但是有很多人没有来夏令会，我就没有办法见到你们。
But if you didn't come to the summer retreat, I wouldn't have seen you.
这十几年当中有很大的变化。
There are many changes over the past 10
years. 最大的变化就是我差不多在六年前。
The biggest event was that past 6 years ago.
我得了癌症。
I got cancer.
这个是大肠癌。
It is in the large intestine.
Colon cancer.
And colon cancer.
然后一直传到我的肝。好几个地方。
And, it spread into my liver and many other organs.
我第一次发现的时候，我就觉得说，反正年纪大的话，都应该会有病的。
And when I first was diagnosed of the cancer, I thought it was to be expected given my age.
因为我的妈妈也有大肠癌，开过二十几年的刀了。
Because my mother also had cancer.
那她现在还活着，96岁。
But by God's grace, she is still alive at 90.
所以我想，他传给我这个话，那就没话说了。反正大家都会有病的了。
And I figured my mother must have transmitted this.
那么这个感谢主，我们的一个信徒在 Sloan Kettering 做研究工作。
Thank God that we have a brother or sister who was working in Sloan Kettering.
那么他就马上告诉我说，我帮你介绍医生。
And suddenly, she said, I can introduce you to a good doctor.
那么因为他有大概有三个博士学位。
This person has 3 PhD degrees.
所以呢，他是日本的大学，北京的，还有这个哈佛的。所以那个医生一看他的 resume 比他还厉害，就马上说，今天是礼拜五，你礼拜一叫杨牧师来。
Okay, and this physician has 3 degrees from Beijing, Japan, and Harvard. And when his resume was looked at, I was suddenly called to meet the doctor.
那个医生就是 Steve Jobs 的医生。
Now this physician also treated Steve Jobs.
那 Steve Jobs 就是那个有名的那个手机的医生。
And you know Steve Jobs, a famous.
那他礼拜一不但见我，同时叫一个大肠癌的专家，有名的也来一起见我。
Now that Monday when I was supposed to meet this specialist, another specialist, a colon specialist, also came.
两个都说。
Both of them.
你大概六个月就走了。
Said you have about 6 months.
但是我们现在科技发达，可以多延长你几天。几个月这样子。
Because of some advance in technology, you may prolong your life expectancy a little bit.
然后我就跟他讲，我是牧师。
And I said I am a pastor.
我有50间的教会。
I have about 50
四大洲
in 4 continents.
所以呢，晚上祷告，白天祷告，白天睡觉，晚上祷告。
And the prayer goes on from morning till night across time zones.
他这个中国医生呢，这个 Steve Jobs 中国医生，他听了之后呢，笑笑的。
And this doctor who treated Steve Jobs, he smiled.
他是中国人。
He's a Chinese physician.
广东人。
A Cantonese.
那么他听了之后笑笑的。
And when he heard me say that, he just chuckled.
他没有讲什么话。
He did not say anything.
我想他心里想说，你有这么多人帮你祷告，都不用找我嘛，好像这样。
And perhaps in his heart, he was thinking, if you have so many prayer soldiers, you wouldn't need me.
好了，我就给他处理了。
So I was under his.
我告诉你，长话短说，太大的神迹了。
Now to make a long story short, it's a miracle.
我总共开了9次刀。
9次刀。9 surgeries.
九死一生，开了九次刀，九死一生是一个成语啊，不要不要理啊。
That I couldn't translate.
Okay, 那么到最后一次。
The final surgery.
这个 Dr. Fong 就是 Steve Jobs 的医生呢，因为开了我刀之后变得很出名的，他们都已经很多人讲说，他若开你刀医好你的话，这个医生不得了了。
So he, this physician, Dr. Fong, who treated Steve Jobs, conducted the surgery, and everybody said if you are successful here, you would be very famous.
我们多瓦谷有12个医生呢。
In our church in Tuaco, we have 12 physicians.
那么他们没有一个说会活的，没有一个说我会活的，一定死。
And none of the physicians in our Tuaco church thought I would survive.
他们想我一定走的。
And they thought.My time has come.
因为他们都是医生，都知道我的严重性，不敢讲就是了。
Because they knew the gravity of my disease, but they couldn't say it.
就我到最后，我开第二次刀肝的时候。
So when I had my liver surgery,
那个时候差不多一年之后，
that was about a year after.
那个 Dr. Fong 就到California 去。
Dr. Fong went on a trip to.
哇，他就变成那个整个医院所有的这个癌症的疑难杂症的 surgeon， 他是 chief surgeon 在整个医院里面。
And he visited a group of surgeons, the chief.
被邀请过去。
And he was invited.
啊，所以他就在那里定居下来了。
And he was to settle down.
当我跟他讲说我的肝再跑出一粒东西出来的时候
，And when I told him that something else came out in my liver，
他说你不要给别人医，我来处理你。
He said, "Do not seek any other surgeon. I will continue to treat you."
我就飞到 California 找他去。
So I flew to California to see him.
那个医院叫做 City of Hope.
The hospital where he was working is called the City of Hope.
你注意听，你不要去那个地方。Don't go there, huh?
Do not go there.
因为那个 City of Hope actually is City of Hopelessness, 你知道吗？
Because the City of Hope represents
hopelessness. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为所有的病 cancer 不能医的话，都到那边去做 gaming， 就当怎么样做这个研究。
Because many of the patients who are very ill go there for to go under.Experimental trials.
所有的人呢，从前门进去呢，后门出来的。
So many people go through the front door and come out the back door.
那 back door 什么意思啊
？What does a back door mean?
棺材抬出去的，把你都送走了。
That means in a coffin.
当我到 California， 我们的礼拜堂离开那个医院大概十分钟。
So when I visited this hospital in California, our church is about 20 minutes away.
10 minutes away. 那很近我们礼拜堂。
Very close to our church.
所以当我跟他讲说我要到 City of Hope 的时候。
So when I told the our church members that I was going to the City of Hope,
他的牧师也奇怪。
Even the pastor was alarmed.
你来这里干嘛？
He said, "Why are you going there?"
那就等于说你没有希望了，是不是？
Does that mean you're hopeless?
你要死在东西岸呢？
You would have to die in the West Coast.
所以他们非常的招待我，爱我，可能说第最后一次招待我了。
So they were very warm and welcoming, thinking that it would be the last time.
好了，我去了。
So I went.
第一天开刀。
First day of surgery.
第二天走出来，从这个医院里走出来。
Second day I was discharged.
第三天。
The third day.
我吃印尼餐，印尼餐 Indonesian.
Indonesian.
都是辣的，很辣很辣的。
Very spicy.
很多辣椒。第三天。
The third day.
我开车了。
I was already driving.
大家吓一跳。
So everybody was amazed.
那个 Dr. Fong 告诉我走之前。
Dr. Fong told me.
他说杨牧师
，Pastor Yang，
我不过是上帝的工具来帮助你。
I'm not only an instrument of God to help you.
其实你们信徒祷告把你顶住的。
In fact, the prayers of your congregation.
我希望你有机会来看我，常常来看我啊。
I need you to come see me often.
因为我要跟你做朋友。
Because I want to be your friend.
所以呢，你有什么事一定来告诉我。
If you have anything at all, you should come.
你随时打电话给我。
Call me anytime.
我真的试试打一次给他，他在德国晚上半夜三更的。
So one time I called him and he was in Germany.
他给我马上给我 email， 马上告诉他的部下要叫我帮我什么忙。
And he immediately responded and had someone of his one of his staff answered my mail.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我告诉你
，let me tell you，
我要讲这个故事讲不完的。
My story will be endless.
因为上帝对付我，为什么要我经过这九次的开刀
？Because God has a purpose for letting me go through these 9 surgeries.
因为我有一个。朋友弟兄啊，主内弟兄。
Because I have a brother in Christ.
他在 Queens.
He's in Queens.
不是我们生命堂的。
Not from our church.
但是他有时候请我去讲道。
But often he invites me to speak.
主要的目的是因为我们有一个姊妹在那边，所以我就去那边讲道了啊。
Primarily because we have a sister in that church.
那么他们这个教会的弟兄得了什么？得了一种癌，叫做是那个 pancreas 的。
One of the brothers in that church has pancreatic cancer.
有这么大的肿瘤
，a very large tumor，
造出来的
，and it came out。
医生讲三个月就走了
，and the doctor said 3 months。
我是六个月，他三个月就要走。
Mine was 6 months and his。
他们的信徒跪下祷告
，all the believers knelt down to pray for。
结果要去开刀时不见掉了
，and when he was scheduled for surgery, the tumor disappeared。
我说啊，这样子的
，how could that be？
一个礼拜堂
，one church，
为着一个弟兄祷告。
Prayed for one brother.
他的这个 pancreas cancer 就不见掉了。
And the pancreatic cancer.
照了几次，几次都不见掉。
And many examinations couldn't even find it.
他们说可能机器有问题啊。
They thought maybe the machines are faulty.
你注意听一下。
Pay attention.
我想。
my thinking.
我得了 cancer.
When I got cancer.
不比这个弟兄差，他比我严重多了啊，他三个月就走了。
Maybe not as bad as this brother because he has 3 months.
但是最少我有五十间礼拜堂帮我祷告啊。
But in my case, I have 50 churches praying for me.
注意听一下。
Pay attention.
我感觉到说，我根本呢，弟兄姊妹祷告都可以好的，没问题的，不用担心的。
I knew that as long as brothers and sisters praying for me, you do not have to fear.
所以医生 schedule 要开刀，我跑掉，你知道吗 ？Thanksgiving 的前一天要去开刀，我把它推迟掉了。
So when I was scheduled for surgery the day before Thanksgiving, I refused.
然后呢，他说，我说跟他讲圣诞节。
And then Christmas Day.
可是不是我也跑掉了。
And then I didn't show up.
我说教会太忙了，没办法开刀了。
I said my church is very busy. I cannot come for surgery.
到了新年的时候
，In New Year，
我说也很忙了。
I was busy again.
医生讲说你要死还是要活？你忙就忙好了。
The doctor said, "Do you want to live or not? You're so busy."
他们很恩待我，非常恩待我。
And they were very accommodating.
因为是我一个信徒介绍他在医院里面是相当有名的，他有三个博士学位。
Because I was introduced by a friend and a very famous physician, they were very accommodating for my schedule.
所以呢，他就生气了，就。
But there was a limit.
好了，我告诉你，我逃掉完之后逃一年，知道。
So I kept procrastinating for a year.
一年之后呢，我身体好了。
A year later, I was better.
因为我吃中药。
Because I had Chinese medicine.
啊，电脑告诉我吃什么药。
And the computer told me what
medicine
to take.
我要吃天山雪莲。
It's called this.
天山雪莲是个像一朵花这样，在西藏那边的四千搞了啊，还有日本的那个灵芝。
And it's the
灵芝 mushroom 的。
It's a special mushroom from Japan.
啊，这两种吃起来。
And combination between these two.
我就好了。
Was what I've taken.
真的好了。
And I was healed.
啊，我高兴得不得了。
I was so ecstatic.
我就去买礼拜堂，从非洲买到比利时，五间礼拜堂在那一年里面。
I was starting to buy churches from Belize to South
Belgium,
Africa.
South Africa to Belgium. 买了礼拜堂。
Five churches I bought.
买完了。
After those,
啪倒在比利时，倒下去了。
And I fell in the church in Belize.
Dr. Fong 等我一年。
Dr. Fong waited for me a year.
然后呢，当我回来走。
And when I came back to him,
我已经完了，瘦的讲是，哎，不敢吃东西呀，吃不下，吃下去不会出来的。
I was already in worse shape. I was having obstruction.
我想就算了，不敢找那个医生的，因为中国人嘛，那他们的特别一点。你听不听我的话，那你找别人去好了，不要理。所以我不敢碰他。
So I was afraid to confront him because you know I haven't been.
结果这个姊妹告诉我说，不用担心，我再打电话给他。
And another sister said, "Don't worry, I'm going to contact him."
啊，跟他讲说你回来了。
And tell the doctor that you're willing to come back. So after she made a phone call,
他说杨牧师还在。
And he said, Reverend Yang is still alive.
我以为他走掉了。
I thought he passed away.
啊，他都没来一次，开刀也没有开刀，延了三次。我想大概死掉了，埋葬了。
Because he never showed up for surgery, he canceled 3 surgery schedules. I thought he died.
他还在吗？
And he was amazed that he was still alive.
他还在啊。
Yes, he is still alive.
他说六个月，但是我一年还在。
He gave me 6 months, but 1 year after, I was still there.
我就找他那时候。
So I came to see Dr.
我说，他说你找我干什么事？我以为你走掉了。
So Dr. Fong said, "Why are you here? I thought you left."
他说你要怎么样
？He said, "What do you want?"
随便你好了。
It's up to you.
你要开刀开刀，你要怎么是随便你搞。
If you want surgery or not, it's up to you.
啊，真的
？Really?
我说我有痔疮了。我说有痔疮，开痔疮好了。
I have
hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid.
他说那个不是痔疮，你开玩笑，那个已经到大到这个地方把你塞住了，你呀、啊，我想一个礼拜就走掉了。你不能够已经不能排泄了。
I said you're kidding. That's not hemorrhoid. That's really a very large tumor, and you have about a week to go.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
开了九次刀之后。
9 surgeries.
今天。
Today.
没有一个人说这个不是神迹。
Nobody can say this is not
a
miracle.
以后有机会再跟你讲更多一点奇妙的作为。
So let me share with you many more.
今天我们来看一段圣经。
Today, let us turn.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
这一段经文大家很熟悉的。
Everyone is familiar.
但是我今天用不同的角度来看这段经文。
But I will look at this from a slightly different angle.
好，在第五章的约翰福音。
Verse 5, chapter 5, John chapter 5.
从第一节一直到第九节。
Verse 1 to verse 9.
约翰福音第五章。这里说，这事以后到了一个犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫比斯大池，这个旁边有五个男子，然后呢里面躺着，注意听，这里告诉我们，瞎眼的，瘸腿的，血气枯干的，许多的病人。那么下面小字讲，因为有天使按着石头下池子搅动那水，水动的时候，谁先下去，无论害什么病，就得痊愈的。在那里有个人病了38年，耶稣看见他就躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？病人回答说，先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。耶稣对他说，起来，拿你褥子走了吧。那人立刻痊愈了，就拿起褥子走了。我们最后祷告一下。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们求你宝血洗净遮盖我们的罪，这个时候挪去我们一切的拦阻，让我们在你面前用心灵在真理里面来敬拜我们的主。所以你们祷告，宝血遮盖洁净，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。我今天要讲的是这段的神迹。
Today I will speak about this passage of.
我的题目。
My title.
很简单。
Very simple.
就是耶稣当年问那个病人。
It's a question Jesus asked the sick man.
他说：“你要痊愈吗
？”Do you wish to get well?
你要痊愈吗
？Do you wish to get well?
意思说我们是有病的人。
That means to say we are sick people.
那你想不想一辈子医好呢
？What do you?
你想不想被主医好
？Do you want to be healed?
所以耶稣问那个病人：“你要痊愈吗
？”So Jesus asked him, "Do you wish to get well?"
好，等一下我们才解释问题。
Later, we will answer.
我们先讲一个神学的问题。
Let us talk about a theological question.
啊，这里告诉我们说，有很多病人在那个比斯大池旁边躺着。
The scene says there are many sick people lying down around this pool.
那么耶稣到那边就马上看到一个病人。
But Jesus suddenly focused attention on this one sick.
这个人没有名字，圣经没讲他名字。
Nameless person.
耶稣就看见那个人。
And Jesus focused.
他知道。
He knew
他是三十八年病在那里。
That he had been ill for 38 years.
听着没
，brothers and sisters，
一个神学问题。
A theological question.
现在很多的教会
，today many
在神学上出大问题。
Have many questions in their doctrine.
我今天没办法跟你讲这事情这么多。
I will not have time to speak.
但有一件事我要跟你讲的。
But one thing is certain.
主耶稣为什么找这个三十八年的病人，不找其他人呢
？Why does Jesus choose to talk about this 30-year years ill person.
有的牧师这样说。
Some pastors say.
他说，因为呢，他是被拣选的、得医治的，所以耶稣就找他。
Some people say because he was selected to be healed.
他是预定的。
That he was predetermined to be healed.
所以呢，他就有这个福气的。
So he has this fortune to be selected.
这个对吗？
Is this true?
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
这是从地狱出来的道理，你知道吧
？This is
doctrine
from hell.
绝对没有这道理的。
There is no such doctrine.
我告诉你
，Let me tell you.
我研究这个题目——预定论的拣选论的问题啊，50年的时间了。
I spent 50 years studying this topic.
我到处教神学。
All the places I've taught.
所以我就没有办法来看你们。
I wasn't able to come to your church.
因为我相当忙。
Because I have been busy.
我现在病了之后呢，比以前更忙。
Because after I am healed from my sickness, I am even busier than.
因为我一直问主耶稣说：“主耶稣，你为什么让我好
？”Because I have to confront this question, why do you, why did you heal me, Lord?
啊，因为我知道我应该走了。我差不多71岁那个时候，我说时间到了嘛。圣经告诉你说，人的身体这个年岁70岁，强壮可到80岁。
Because when I was 70 and I got cancer.I figured it was about time because the Bible says life is about 70 years.
那我也差不多活了七十岁了啊。
And I was then 71.
所以我觉得说奇怪，神为什么让我留在这个地方
？So I was surprised. Why would God have kept me here?
生命堂为什么还需要我在这个地方
？Why is our church still needing me to be here?
因为现在是末后的时代。
Because now is the end time.
很多道理乱七八糟的。
Many doctrines are confusing.
那我怎么解释呢
？How do I explain?
为什么主耶稣一到那个地方就看到那个人，马上要他要跟问他
？Why is it that in this passage Jesus focused on this one sick person?
注意听一下，
pay attention.
耶稣来要拯救世上的灵魂，最可怜的在这些人当中就是这个人了。
Jesus came to this world to save people. The most pitiful is this person.
在这里我们记载看到，圣经说有瞎眼的。
The Bible says there were blind people.
有瘸腿的。
There were lame people.
还有呢，血气枯干的。
There were those who were withering.
那你这样看的话呢，什么人最可怜的呢？
You could see which one of them is the most severely
ill. 假设你要选择有病的话，你怎么选择那个？
How do you choose from among all these sick people?
瞎眼的吗？
Is the blind one?
他的瘸腿呢？
Or the lame?
他的血气枯干的？
Or the withered?
若是我的话，
If it were in my case,
我绝对不选择瞎眼。
I would not pick the blind man.
因为那个是最痛苦的，整天对着黑暗。
Because he was facing darkness all day long.
那若是我是瘸腿的话，血枯干的话，我可以看电视啊。
If I am withered or I will still be able to watch television.
我可以看我的孙子的孩子的各方面都看的。
I could still see my family and grandchildren.
但是瞎眼的话，什么都看不见。
But the blind person cannot see a thing.
但是为什么主耶稣不医治那些人，或者说多一点人来医好他们？
But why did Jesus not heal all of them?
是不是能力不够？
Is it because he was not powerful enough?
他可以叫全部人怎么样得医治的？
He could have just healed everyone.
一句话。
In one word.
全部起来。
All of them could stand.
所以就起来了嘛。
Because the lame could stand.
这个不是问题啊。
But that is not a question.
问题在这里。
The question is here.
这些病人当中
Among the sick people,
最可怜的最大的问题就是这个38人的病人
The most pitiful and the one with the gravest problem is the sick person who has been sick for 38 years.
你知道耶稣告诉他、这个、耶稣知道这个人病多久了 病多久了
Jesus knew how many years
38年了
38 years.
他这个病什么地方来的
Where did this come from?
下面经文告诉你耶稣看见他的时候，遇见他的时候，后来跟他讲什么？他说啊，这个你已经痊愈了，你已经好医好了啊，不要再犯罪。第十四节，恐怕你遭遇的更加的厉害。
And the answer is below, verse 14. After he was healed, Jesus said, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse." May come before you.
我告诉你，他这个肉体的病怎么来的呢
？So where is the physical illness originated?
犯罪来的。
It's from sinning.
所以他跟神的关系是没有关系的。
Because he did not anymore have this relationship.
所以因为他的罪，把他带到一个很可怜的光景。
Because
病了三十八年。
Because of his sin, he was taken to a very grave situation.
好，现在第二件事情。
The second point.
他很可怜。
He was pitiful.
因为他的什么心理上。有大毛病
because he was had a big illness emotionally psychologically
啊，弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
很多时候我们认为我们很健康没有病其实呢我们的心理我们的思想我们的概念呢可怜的不得了不像正常人反常的不得了
many times we thought we are all healthy and well but we do not realize we are emotionally and psychologically ill
我在美国56年了
I've been in this country for 56 years.
我常常跟我们的信徒讲
I often talk to our churchgoers.
你应该有多多有中国人的思想在里头好一点。
You have to have more of our Chinese.
你在美国住越久的话，神经有问题的，脑筋有问题的。
Because the more you live in this country, you will be psychologically affected.
因为这个国家不像50年前的国家的美国的。
Because this country is not the same as it was 50 years ago.
我今天不跟你讲政治问题。
I'm not talking politics.
我研究了50多年了。
Which I have examined for 50 years. Because I speak about end times.
你看看今天美国总统选举完之后，各种的示威，告诉你美国人的光景什么光景
？Look at just around you today after the presidential elections. All the rallies are going around. What are the problems?
我们都喜欢民主，都喜欢民主。
We want democratic process.
但是我们的民主把这国家毁掉了，知道吧？
But democracy is also ruined.
今天这个人
today,
他肉体病了三十八年。
This person has been physically ill for
38 years. 怎么可能是三十八年呢？
But how could it be 38 years?
你想他来到这个地方就想说我要准备怎么样在这个地方住到死吗？
Do you think he had in mind that he would stay there until his death?
不会的。
Of course not.
你如果这样思想，表明说你脑筋有问题了。
If you think like this, there is a problem in your head.
什么叫正常思想？
What is the normal thing?
这个地方是一个什么？空地，是一个露天的医院，地势大池。
This place where the pool was is like a hospital without roof.
那这样的话，我来这个地方就赶快医好病，我就走了嘛。
Anyone who comes to this place is intending to be well.
没有说我想在这个地方住十年的、八年的，开玩笑。
No one was intending to stay there for 10 plus years.
这个老兄一住住38年。
But this person stayed on for 38 years.
所以他的心理不健全。
So you could.
等一下我给你解释。
That there is something not quite right in his mind.
等一下我给你解释。
I will explain.
第三件事情。
The third point.
他的体把他绑住了38年在这个地方。
Because he's physically confined.And,
他的病是从罪来的
so his
他的病
illness came from sin
所以呢罪就让他捆绑了38年
and sin has bound him for 38 years
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
耶稣一来就看到这个人
when Jesus came to the scene he focused on
所有人当中这个人呢最可怜最糟糕的
among the many sick people in that area Jesus looked at this person
耶稣寻找那世上的人
because Jesus seeks those who are lost
那些人也是病人呢
all of the other people were
但是他们带着希望说我巴不得有一天很快若是天使下来浇水我滚下去吧马上走再见
because everyone else there had hope they knew that if they can go into the pool and they will be healed and they'll move on
这个人没有希望了
but this person did not have hope
耶稣问他说你要痊愈吗
so Jesus saidDo you wish to get well?
我的医生没有问我说 Moses 你要身体好吗要医好你吗没有、
so、My doctor also asked me Do you want to be healed?
啊，若是他这样问我的话我就医生有问题啊
If he asked me this way I would have been suspicious
我会觉得医生有问题
I would think the doctor is problematic
那因为我来这里找你嘛就要医治我对不对
Because the fact that I came to the doctor because I wanted to be here.
这是 common sense 吧
This is common sense.
那除非我们好朋友呢，就开玩笑讲说，怎么样？你要我医好你吗
？Unless we were friends and we were just joking, that do you want to be healed?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你要痊愈吗
？Do you want to be healed?
你觉得我没有病啊？啊，为什么耶稣问他这句话
？Do you think you are not ill?
耶稣说这句话，第一是提醒他，你是个病人呐、啊。
Jesus asked this question first is to remind us that we are indeed.
这一句话对这个人讲是提醒他的话。
So this phrase is to remind the person.
你要痊愈吗
？Do you want to be well?
奇怪，当然了，这个地方是医院的，不是普通住家。
Well, you would say, of course, because that was a place to get healed.
那我来这里的目的是什么？就要医好，就要医身体。
And the fact that you were there is wanting to be healed.
但是耶稣问他说：“那这38年你在这里干什么事啊
？”But Jesus was asking, "What have you been doing here for 38 years?"
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
每天早上有人送他这个地方来。
Every morning, this person was taken there by others.
晚上回去。
At night, he was taken back.
好，我们研究一下。
Let us examine this.
假设病人少的话
，if there are less sick people,
那么天使下来浇水的次数就少了。
So when the angel come and stir the water, people will just get healed.
假设病人越来越多的话
，if there are more sick people there,
假设说天使来浇水的话呢，一个月一次的话，他 miss 掉12次了。
That means if the angel came once a month to stir the water, that means this person missed 12 times in a year.
好，假设一年呢，一个礼拜来一次的话
，if the angel came once a week.
那他 miss 掉52次了。
Then he must have missed 52
times. 那么病人这么多的话，天使应该常来搅动水，对不对
？But there are so many sick people, so you would think the angel would have come more often.
我现在每三个月去检查医生。
So today I go to see my doctor every 3 months.
Every 3 months, 然后去这个这边的 Sloan 呢，在那个 Baskin Ridge Sloan 那边。
To the Sloan at Baskin Ridge.
哎呀，糟糕！我去看到每三个月之后发现到。那个 parking lot 越来越多人，越来越多人，那里面一直在发展，一直发展。
Every 3 months, I noticed the parking lot is getting fuller and fuller.
他们告诉说很多人得癌症。
Because they said there are many more cancer patients.
生意好得不得了。
And it's good business for them.
若是这个 Trump 做总统的话，已经做了嘛，他一生就有钱赚了。
If Trump, he's now the president, and the doctors will have a good income.
不管了啊，我们先看一下天使， 一年五十二次。
So the angel would have been, if the angel came once a week, 52 times a year.
那么两年的话，一百多次了。
104 times.
那这个家伙每天的看看看，这个一定会算出天使什么时候滚下水里面，什么时候晚上、中午、白天、晚上没人在，他就不来了。白天他一定会算出来，他有心要走的话。
Now think about this sick person who has been there time and time again. He must have understood a certain pattern as to when the angel would show up, and he would have anticipated that.
怎么可能一进到这个地方之后呢，就一流流的不是一年、两年、三年，三十八年，你知道吧？
How could it be that he has been coming all these years for 38 years and never had a chance?
一定有问题存在的。
There must be a problem.
所以脑袋有问题啊。
Psychological problem.
啊，那现在问题来了。
So,
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
我告诉你，我看样子你都不想好了，你在这里习惯了啊，已经成自然了，每天来了都是病人的朋友啊，整天跟他们搞在一起啊，全都病，
Jesus、
都有问题。
Said, perhaps that I think you have a problem. You are getting accustomed to staying here, and you're making friends with all the other sick people, and you really do not intend to get well.
因为怎么样？说不定你初出来的时候很想跳进去几次，后来呢输掉，因为你没有这个正确的概念，所以呢你没有的意志还在留在这个地方。
Perhaps you had once or twice tried going into the water, but you just did not have the right motive.
我说一句话。
Let me tell you.
这个地方就是必是大池，新月的必是大池。
This place is the pool.
我们要医治有病的人。
We are here to heal those who are sick.
什么病?
What sickness?
罪的病。
The sickness of sin.
心理的不正常的病。
Those who are not normal psychologically.
肉体的病。
Even those who are physically ill.
我们生命堂医了很多人的病。
In our church, many people got healed.
我医了艾滋病。
Even AIDS.
啊，陈洪波牧师的好朋友是移民机关，移民官里面的大头，在德州的。
We have a friend, Dr. Paul Tan.
他几年前
Many years ago,
告诉我一件事
he told me this.
他说杨牧师我一个好朋友他是、这个美国的移民局 的官那么他的儿子呢在那个、Inglewood 那个地方
Inglewood. So he said I have a friend whose son is he's a son of an、official in immigration
他已经孩子快死了孩子快要死
And his son is about to die
所以你不可以帮他祷告一下
Can you please pray for him
我说的没问题的
I said of course
我去了
So I went.
他说他爸爸会在 parking lot 等你。
And the father was waiting in the parking lot.
我说好，我去了。
So I went.
我一去的时候看到一个中国人，我就想，是吧？他菲律宾来的嘛，我就跟他讲话，哦，是不是？他说你是莫斯一样，我说是。
So I noticed someone who looks familiar. So I introduced myself.
我就在 parking lot 就跟他走路走到医院去的时候。
So I walked into the hospital.
我说你的儿子什么病啊
？I said, what is the sickness of your son?
他不讲。
And he didn't want to say.
他说坏病。
It's a bad disease.
坏病啊，坏病，我心里想，什么叫坏病
？So what is a bad disease?
那可能就是 cancer 嘛。
Maybe cancer.
我就说，什么样的坏病
？How bad is it?
啊，他说很坏的病。
And the father just kept saying it's bad.
那我们一面走一面走一面走到走到医院门口。
So as we were walking together to the front of the hospital,
后来就问他
，and I ask.
我说我就你不讲我就讲出来好了嘛。
And if you don't say it, I'm saying it.
是不是艾滋病
？Is it AIDS?
是。
And he said yes.
哎呀，我差一点走掉了。对不起，大姐，不要，我不去碰他的。
I was about to go the other way. I didn't want to get too near.
那个时候是刚刚艾滋病在到处传染的时候。
That was the time when AIDS was very rampant.
好了，长话短说了。
So to make a long story short,
他的高烧啊不能够掉下来。
And the high fever was not subsiding.
我进到房间去的时候
And I, as I approached the bed,
他的妈妈站在这个角落
The mother was on one side.
他的女儿也站在那边
And the daughter also.
他儿子的床在那一边
And the sick son was on the other end of the room.
距离很远
There were quite a distance.
那你想我应该站在哪里啊
And where do you think I should stand?
我站这里好了
So I stood some ways out.
就三个角啊，在这
两块 So we were like three triangles.
我不能这样做，我是牧师啊
But I'm the pastor.
但是我也怕得要死，艾滋病传到我身上来，完蛋了。
But I was also scared to get too.
所以我对那个陈牧师很生气啊！哎，岂有此理！你也不跟我讲，问我说这个是艾滋病，你可不可以愿意憋点气啊
？So I told the Pastor Tan, why did you not tell me ahead of time that this is?
我那个时候我在心里想，生气啊！
Oh,
I was upset
in my heart.
啊，后来我跟他讲到，哎呀，对不起，我不知道他是艾滋病，我不知道，我不知道，那不知道就算了，没问题啊。
So and he apologized later that he said he didn't know that.
好了，怎么办呢？他们哭啊，妈妈哭，妹妹在哭，那我就跑过去前面了。
So the mother and sister were crying on one corner.
哎呀，我告诉他说，我不要死，杨牧师，我不要死，我不要死，你帮我祷告好了。
And I approached the sick, the person, and he was crying.
跟他太多讲话，因为怕口水喷出来了，还这个那个一大堆。我说好，我帮祷告，我帮祷告。
And he was crying and saying that he didn't want to die, but I didn't want him to talk too much, afraid of his saliva.
啊，祷告平常是这样祷告嘛，对，面对面，对不对
？So as I pray, I have to be face to face with.
那我现在不这样做，我从后面来了。他躺在那边，就这样祷告，按他头这样子。
So I intentionally stepped around to be behind him so that I could pray behind him.
那我祷告的意思要他耶稣把他带走，快点走，不要这么可怜了。
So I was secretly hoping that Jesus would just take him.
因为他太痛苦了，他痛苦。
Because he was suffering too much.
啊，所以我就这样祷告了。
So I prayed.
祷告完之后
，After I prayed,
我跟他讲说你要跟耶稣摔跤。
I said you have to wrestle with Jesus.
你说主啊，你不医治我，我就不放过你。
And say that Jesus, if you don't heal me, I will not let you go.
我说你一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告。
You keep praying.
好，好，好，我不要死，我不要死。我说你不要死嘛，二十一岁而已啊 ，Princeton 毕业的 ，straight A 的，你知道吧
？He was a very good student from Princeton, only 21 years, and he did not want to die.
啊，他就祷告了。
And he prayed.
哎呀，我告诉你，长话短说，讲不完的。
And
I just make a story short, okay?结果怎么呢？礼拜一我去，真的是礼拜六哦。
That was a Saturday.
然后呢，礼拜一我打电话给他。
Monday, I made a phone call.
我说 ，Michael。
Michael。
你怎么样
？How are you？
哎呀 ，Pastor Yang。
And he said, Pastor Yang。
我很好啊。
I'm very well。
我说你是 Michael， 是那个在医院病的那个人，是那个人房间几号那个人。
So I said, Are you the Michael that I visited in this room now？
他说你忘记我了。
I said, Did you forget me？
我心里没有讲，我不是忘记你，我以为你走掉了到天堂去了，讲话这么大声的，吓死我了。
I didn't really forget him, but I thought he would have passed on.
我以为打错电话，你知道。
And I thought I reached the wrong patient.
他说我很好啊。
And he said he was very.
我说你这个周末怎么做什么事啊
？And I said, what did you do over the weekend?
你告诉我跟耶稣摔跤，我就跟耶稣摔跤嘛。
I said, you told me to wrestle with Jesus, and I wrestled with Jesus.
我一直祷告，一直祷告，哭啊，找求主可怜我啊。
And I kept praying and cried and kept praying.
他说我好了，现在。
And now I'm well.
我说你好了，废话嘛，真的好了。
So I said, are you really well?
艾滋病人医不好的，现在拖长时间怎么好了？
I thought AIDS was there was no cure.
好，我就请两个菲律宾的女宣教师啊，这刚好在我们神学院服侍。我说来，我带你去看那个年轻人的艾滋病，你去看。
So I brought two other students from a seminary to come visit.
Ministers. 你的女宣教师。
Women ministers.
他们去看了。
So they came with.
他坐在那个地方。
And he sat up.
坐起来之后，我说奇怪，怎么会这样子呢？我都不敢相信他好了，怎么？
I couldn't even believe my eyes that he was well.
我说医生来看你没有
？I said, did the doctor come see you?
刚刚走。
He said, the doctor just came and.
医生怎么讲
？What did the doctor say?
医生检查的完之后，他说，你到底这个周末吃了什么中国药
？And the doctor said, what Chinese medicine did you take over the week?
你告诉我。
You tell me.
好，你一直医治，我也希望把这药介绍给人家。
Because what you have taken, I'm going to introduce to my.
他说我没有吃中国药啊。
And he said, I did not take any Chinese medicine.
我就一直祷告啊。
I was just praying.
医生说废话。
He said, you must be lying. Nonsense.
你祷告的话呢，就不用医生，你医院就关门就好了嘛。
How could you just be well over the weekend?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
医生跟他讲说，你再两天可以吃中国餐了。Chinese food.
He said, you can take Chinese food.
结果怎么呢
？And what happened?
再过几天回家了。
In a few days, he was discharged to go home.
回家之后。
After he went home.
医生讲全部好了。
The doctor said he was totally well.
哎呀，他全部好了。
Fully recovered.
他走之前。
Before he left.
我打电话给他。
I called him by phone.
我说 Michael.
I said Michael.
这个不是我帮你祷告的。
It is not because I prayed for you.
这是上帝听了你的，跟他摔跤，肯定主你的信心，上帝听了，医治你的，不是我。
This is because God listened to your prayer when you wrestled with him.
我说你注意一下。
Pay attention.
不要再搞同性恋或者打什么针，不然的话，你幕后的情况把以前更糟糕，或者是没有希望了。
And I warned him, do not again walk and practice homosexuality. And because it will be even worse than where you were.
他医好之后，
and after he was well,
他爸爸每一年圣诞节总是寄一些水果给我，谢谢我说，多谢杨牧师把我的儿子医好了。我说不是我，不是我，上帝医的。
Now every year henceforth, I would get a nice fruit basket every Christmas time from the father thanking me for healing his son, but I did not.
我跟他儿子讲。
And I spoke to the son.
你不要到泰国去做旅游公司的生意啊。
And I told the son, do not go into Thailand to be in the tourism business.
后来怎么样呢？他好了之后。
And after he was well.
他忘记了。
He forgot.
又跑到泰国去。
He went to Thailand.
结果怎么样呢？
And again.
他又搞那些不三不四东西。
And he did some improper things.
结果怎么样呢？
Later.
当我在菲律宾开布道大会的时候。
When I was having a
evangelistic
crusade in the Philippines,
啊，师母电话来了。
My wife called me.
她说两点钟早上打电话给我，想啊，不是好事的。
It was 2 a.m, so I figured not good.
她说你可不可以回来？
Said, Can you come home?
我说怎么可能回来？
How could I?
我在开布道大会，怎么呢？一半就走掉。
There was an evangelistic crusade going on.
我说什么这么严重的事情？
Was something very serious.
他说 ，Michael 在找你啊，一直打电话到处找你啊。
And my wife said, Michael is looking for you.
我说完了，
I said,
完了。
It must be bad.
上帝给他第一次的延长 extension， 没有 second extension 了。
God has given him one extension. There can't be a second extension.
所以我说他，我没办法回来。
So I said, I am not able to come back.
找别的牧师去好了。
You have to ask another pastor.
他不要。
He didn't want that.
他一定要我。
He wanted me.
我说我不能去。
But I was not able to be there.
结果他没办法顺服了。
And so he submitted.
大概三年之后他过世了。
3 years later he passed away.
因为他的艾滋病复发。
Because of the recurrence of the AIDS.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个病人。
This sick person in the Bible.
我看他已经失望了。
He was at a point of hopelessness.
这些年日里头。在这些日子里
面， in this time and age,
他已经习惯那种生活了。
He was getting accustomed to his way of life.
我们可能今天来这个地方，希望我们的灵命得医治，对不对？
Today, as we come to this place, we seek for healing in our spirit.
也许我们在思想上需要神的改变我们的不正确的思想。
Maybe we needed God to straighten our thinking.
也许需要主在我们身体上给我们力量来奔走前面的路程。
Perhaps we needed more strength physically so that we can run the race before.
但来了之后呢，就慢慢慢慢慢慢，那种希望，那种信心就没有了。
But gradually, as we become accustomed here, that earnestness and desire has waned.
那个病人以为他没有事了，当正常人了。
Because the patient, the sick person here even thought he was normal.
其实他很严重的病。
But he had a very serious disease.
38年患罪带来的病，应该他20岁可能就患罪了。到现在呢，差不多是58岁了。
So this sick person, if he started his sickness at age 20, after 38 years, he would be 58 years old.
他比耶稣还老，你知道吗？
He was older than Jesus.
他生病到这个毕士大慈医院地方来说，耶稣还没降生呢。
So when he started coming to this pool in Bethesda, Jesus wasn't even born yet.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们今天的光景怎么样？
What is our situation?
你想得医治吗？
Do you want to get well?
你想得灵性复兴起来吗？
Do you want to be revived?
你想有力量走前面道路吗？
Do you want to be strengthened to walk the path before us?
今天主问你，你要痊愈吗？
God asked you, do you want to get well?
提醒你，提醒你。
God is reminding
us. 不要觉得说我得过且过了。
Not to be complacent about.
可能这个人讲说，我现在可以告诉你啊，毕士大慈的历史啊，我都知道，谁选做主席啊，病人的主席啊，我什么都知道，又怎么样？他是一个最可怜的人了。
Not to say that I know everything what's going on, but Jesus focused in this one most pitiful sick person.
耶稣问他，你要痊愈吗？的第二个意思啊，这是一个挑战。
The second reason why Jesus asked, "Do you want to get well?" is because he's posing a challenge.
你要医治吗？得医治吗？
Do you want to be healed?
我向你挑战。
So I give you a challenge.
他怎么讲？
What did he say?
他马上用 excuse 借口来了。
And he answered with an excuse.
因为他怕耶稣骂他，就你这个家伙呢，根本就是有问题的。
Because he was afraid to be rebuked.
他怎么讲？
the sick man said.
他说，我告诉你，当水冻的时候。
He said, sir, when the water is stirred up.
第一，没有人把我推下去。
First excuse, nobody carried me to the water.
我们今天用很多的 excuse 来说话，其实呢，没无理取闹，你知道吗？
Today, we too find many excuses.
我问你一句话。
Let me ask you.
到那个必是大臣都是病人，对不对？
You know, everyone there beside the pool are sick men.
那么谁这么傻瓜呢？帮你推下去呢？我在那边等。
And who would be so foolish to push you into the water and just wait?
那除非你是打杂的人，说，哎，我你给我100块钱呢，我帮你忙，水动手把你推下去赚钱嘛，有可能性。但是每一个都是病人的话，都想跳下去。我跟你讲。
Because everyone there is are themselves sick. Why would anyone help someone else to get there unless he's paid?
我们常常就是怪人家。
Today we blame others.
我们没有看到我自己。
We do not see our true selves.
我们自己的问题多得不得了，我们都不知道，你知道吗？
We do not see the problems we have.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个国家很多问题啊。
There are many problems in this country.
我们可以 blame 中国，可以 blame 苏联，可以 blame 这个那个，其实是我们国家本身的民主把我们毁掉了。我跟你讲。
We can blame China and Russia and many other countries, but in fact, it is our own democracy that got us to this mess.
注意一下。
Pay attention.
这个民主可能不一定是 political correct 的问题啊。
This democracy may not be the right political correctness.
但是我告诉你啊。
But let me tell you.
世上的东西，很多东西不能够用政治的观点来看，可不可以才算真理的？神的话是超越一切的。
Because God's word is above what is politically correct.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看到一个问题。
We see one problem.
这个人他说，没有人帮我推下去。
The sick man says, "Nobody else helped me get into the pool."
耶稣不跟他辩论了，让他去。
Jesus
保证有问题，不让他辩论。
Jesus did not want to retort on that.
好，第二件事情。
The second.
他又说。
He said again.
当我想下去的时候，你不要想我懒懒惰，我也想下去，怎么？别人比我先下去。
The second excuse is that when I was about to get in, other people went ahead of me.
看到没有？都是别人。
See, another excuse that pointed to someone else.
他自己没有错。
It was not his fault at all.
38年在这里是怪人家不帮他忙。
So for 38 years, he has been blaming everyone else.
没有人帮我忙。
Because no one else helped him.
我想，但是呢，我没有办法过去。他不是瞎眼的，我告诉你，肯定他不是瞎眼的。
He's not blind for sure, but he didn't make the effort to go in.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是第二件事情。
This is the second point.
他问他向他挑战。
Jesus gave him a challenge.
第三。
The third point.
耶稣给他个机会。
Jesus gave him an opportunity.
好，你想好吗？
Said, do you want to
go? Okay, 你的借口我可以接受你。Okay, 随便你啊，不跟你争论的。
So, I don't care about your alibis.
你要好吗？
If you want to be well.
那可见他想要好了，他在回答里面。
So, he answered.
Okay, 耶稣讲。
And Jesus said,
起来，拿褥子走吧。
Jesus said, arise, take up your pallet and walk.
耶稣不帮他忙，不帮他扶起来。
You see, Jesus did not assist him.
因为这个人太懒惰了。
Because he's too lazy.
太多借口了。
He has too many excuses.
你要好，你起来。
And Jesus said, if you want to get well,
今天我给你个新的开始。
Today I give you a new start.
特别的恩典给你。
A special grace.
因为别人家要下到水去再爬起来呢，才可能都是第一个话呢得医治了。
Because other people need to get in the pool and be well when they get up.
今天你不用这样子做。
But today you don't even have to get in.
你不用跳到水里面去做落汤鸡再起来，麻烦的不得了。我就叫你起来走吧。
You don't even need to jump in the pool. It's too bothersome. You just get up.
今天主耶稣来这个地方。
Jesus has come to this place.
问你一件事情。
Ask you.
我们都有病，我们有权利吗？
We too are ill.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
上帝的怜悯恩待我们这个教会。
God's mercy on this church.
我刚刚两个礼拜从台湾从日本回来。
Two weeks ago, I came back from Japan.
我看见上帝在那边大大做工。
God has done great things there.
我们日本的教会只有7年的历史。
Only 7 years in a church.
3间礼拜堂。
There are 3 churches now in Japan.
7年里面3间礼拜堂。
In 7 years.
那么有一间是在大阪。
One is in Osaka.
我们买了一栋楼，5层楼。
We bought a 5-story building.
啊，然后呢，在神户的 Kobe 那个牛肉很贵。
Another one is in Kobe.
然后再来一个是东京。
and another one in Tokyo.
弟兄姊妹非常的火热。
Brothers and sisters are so fervent.
日本的中国人越来越多。
And more and more Chinese in Japan.
他们怎么告诉我？
What did they tell me?
我去的时候。
When I went to visit.
杨牧师啊。
Said Pastor Yang.
我们到了很多地方教会做礼拜，我们得不到生命的供应，灵粮的供应。
We went to many many churches, but we could not find nourishment for our souls.
我们到了生命堂之后。
But when we came to CM,
我们发现到这个教会有生命有气息。
We felt that this is a church that gives us strength and energy.
他们告诉我说，我生在生命堂，要死在生命堂。
They said, I want to be here and to die in this church.
我说，那这样我要开一些殡仪馆了。
Said, I don't want to have a funeral home.
啊，我要开一个殡仪馆了。
I will have to. I will have to get.
那你们来埋葬的话，就到我们这生殡仪馆来了。
Because if you want to stay until you die.
好，当然这个是笑话来的。
Of course, that was a joke.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天要起来了。
Today we have to rise up.
不要以为我们还是很好，很健康。
Do not be complacent to think that we are all well.
我们病了几年了。
How many years have we been sick?
病了几年了。
Many years.
我们还要保持这样下去吗？
Do we just kept on?
这个老兄想说，我现在58岁。
This sick man is 58 years old.
再过几年退休了。
In a few years he would have retired.
我想他脑袋想说，哎呀，反正38年再都过去了，再过几年话，那我就退休了，那就算了吧，反正我的命就在这里了。
Perhaps this sick man was thinking that I'm already 58, in a few years I will retire and I will pass. So just let life be the way it is.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们要起来。
Rise up.
耶稣告诉我们起来。
Jesus said, arise.
把你褥子拿走，不要再回来这地方了。
And he said, pick up your pallet and get up.
我给你新的道路。
Let me give you a new path.
我给你新的盼望。
I will give you a new hope.
你觉得你没有指望了。
You think you're helpless.
他说我来的时候帮助你。
But when I come, I give you help.
我给你一个新的道路你要走的。
I will give you a new path.
不要再留恋这个地方了。
Do not anymore linger in this place.
觉得我是很好很不错很满足了。
You might think this is a nice place to stay on.
因为这是一个病人的地方。
Because this is a place
for sick people.
When I was healed,
我们要成为别人的祝福了。
I wanted to be a blessing to others.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你要确立吗？
Do you want to be well?
我们去祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们的上帝奇妙的作为。
That God is a miraculous God.
在每个人的家庭生活当中都彰显他的作为。
And in every family and every life, He has revealed His works.
今天主问我们说，
God is saying to us today,
我们有问题。
We have a problem.
我们有病。
We are sick.
可能心灵的病。
Maybe in our hearts.
可能肉体的病。
In our bodies.
可能是灵性上的病。
In our spiritual lives.
我们的主要帮助我们。
Our Lord wants to help us.
要我们起来。
He wants us to get up.
成为多人的祝福，不是成为人的负担。
And to be a blessing to others and not a burden for others.
今天我们就对主说。
Today we speak to our Lord.
我要起来。
I want to get up.
当我们低头的时候。
As we bow down.
我给你个机会。
Give you a chance.
若是你说主啊，我要起来。
If you say, Lord, I want to get up.
我要得医治。
I want to be healed.
灵魂体都被医治。
From spirit, body, and soul, I want to be healed.
使我们能够成为别人的祝福。
That we can be blessing to others.
有这样的人的话。
If there is anyone.
我帮你祷告。
I will pray for you.
让你像那个人一样的。
So that you will be like the sick man.
从那天起。
From that day on.
整个的必是大慈，有个新的气象，因为他们等的不是在水摇动。乃是耶稣要在他们当在他们当中。
There will be a new start because what they are waiting for is not the stirring of the water, but the presence of the Lord Jesus.
假如有这样的人说杨牧师帮我祷告的话
，If there is anyone who wishes Pastor Yang to pray for you,
我要得医治。
I want to be healed.
主在等候你。
The Lord is waiting.
主在问你。
The Lord is asking.
愿你话，请你举个手放下。
You may raise your hand.
感谢主放下。感谢主放下，感谢主放下，感谢主放下，感谢主放下。还有没有人？感谢主放下。还有没有人？主问你，你要得医治吗
？The Lord is asking, do you want to be healed?
他是全能的，他是全能的上帝。
He is all powerful.
但是他要你愿意的时候，他才帮助你。
But you have to be willing before he can act on you.
还有谁吗
Is there anyone?
你要的举个手放下，主知道。
You may raise your hand.
感谢主放下。
Praise.
感谢主放下。感谢主，我们做祷告。天父，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们今天能够在你的面前，你对我们说话。
That we can come before you as you speak to us today.
我们真的有一个新的改变。
That we have a new day and a
新的道路。
A new way.
新的生活。
A new life.
让我们能够为你所用。
That we will be used by you.
你看到这些手。
You see all the hands that were raised.
求你在他们身上动善工。
Lord, we pray that you work in their lives.
成就他们所求所想的。
Lord, that you grant what they are asking from you.
并且超过他们所求所想的。
And even grant them exceeding what they are asking.
听我们的祷告。
Pray, listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.